on behalf of the House, I wish to convey our sincere gratitude to His Excellency Matteo Renzi, the Prime Minister of Italy, for the thought-provoking message. The House will give due consideration to the contents of his message. We are, however, of the conviction that His Excellency's visit to Ghana, and in particular to this House, being the first by an Italian Prime Minister, will undoubtedly deepen the already cordial relationship between Ghana and Italy. Long live Ghana, long live Italy, and long live the democracies of the two countries.
Migration, that is happening out of Africa. There are a lot of our people, even in Ghana, traveling across the desert, going to Libya and going on that very terrible journey across the seas. So he talked about a strategic partnership. We should manage that migration. We must build hope in Africa. We must create jobs in Africa. We must do things in Africa that will let our young men not live in desperation and allow them to their death. So I think it's a useful visit all in all. And these are the 2 points that I think that are of significance of what he does today. Well, I think that it's a recognition of our democratic credentials as a nation. I think it's very important that as a nation we have the strong democratic credentials, and we are reaping the dividends of democracy. The dividend of democracy is something that you cannot underestimate. I mean, it brings in investment. Peace attracts money. Money doesn't like noise. And so the more noise there is, the more money runs away. And I think that what it pretends for Ghana is just a stamp on it that as a nation, we have done well.